92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. We are joined by April Tripp from the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce to talk about the Grand Haven Art Festival. It's going to be here before you know it. We talked about this months ago, and now we're here.
I know, it's come up so quickly. It's insane.
I know. June 27th through the 29th from noon to 5 on Friday, 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. It's absolutely free. Where is the art festival at for somebody who has maybe never been?
Oh, yeah. So it is the first three blocks of Washington Street. So where else can you see gorgeous art with such a gorgeous view surrounded by amazing stores and restaurants? It's just a perfect place to go down and spend a nice summer weekend.
Oh, it sure is. And I mean, you have, you know, the artists, if you head to the chamber, grandhavenchamber.org, you can, you know, click on the artist list. You have so many amazing artists coming.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, we have 82 artists this year. And from all around the country, but I'm always very excited too. We have a lot from right here in Grand Haven
okay,
as well.
So okay.
That is just great. We have Brad Patterson returning this year.
Okay.
And he is actually our People's Choice artist as well.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can vote for your favorite artist and get in for a drawing to win one of his amazing clay pieces.
Wait a second. This is awesome what you did with the art. You have their name, their category, and then you have a little sample image.
Yes.
That was really smart to do that. I love that.
Yeah, so you can see what some of the artwork is and kind of, you know, maybe, you know, you should definitely walk through. But if you are looking through that list and you're like, I need to find this artist, you'll know exactly
where
to find
them. You'll know where to go. Oh, yes. My gosh. Painting, sculptures, photography, wood, clay, fiber is a big thing now.
Oh, yes.
Jewelry. Oh, my gosh. All kinds of stuff. Wow. This is going to be a blast. I know it's a lot of work because, you know, you're right downtown and then you got to pack everything up at the end and bring it
yes.
back to the chamber, bring it back out. You need volunteers.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, so we are looking for volunteers for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday right now is our biggest need. You can volunteer in many different ways. You can pull the snack wagon. You can give out water and snacks to the artists. You can do artist hospitality, where you hang out at their booth if they need to step away for a minute. And then oh my gosh, what is called the community ambassador.
Ooh, what's that?
Yes, and you sit at our chamber booth and people come up and they might have questions about, you know, where is the restrooms? Where's the closest restaurant?
Where's the lake?
Trucks? Yeah, exactly.
<I'm sorry. laughs> exactly. Over that away.
Yes.
Bless them.
Walk straight that way. Yeah, so you can sign up to volunteer at our website. You go to grandhavenchamber.org and then click on our programs and events tab and then art festival. And it is right there.
I'm so excited. And I think when I talked to you a couple of months ago when you were in for chamber chat, I was like, I've got to put some money aside for this because because you can find really great gifts and decor. It's just all kinds of stuff. But, you know, what about food? Because
yes.
When I go to these things, I like to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you want something a little bit different, we are going to have 4 food trucks.
Okay.
Lots of different options. We have Aloha Hawaiian Shaved Ice,
ooh,
Pita on the Pier, Happy Matt's Kettle Corn, which is always a fan favorite, and then Papa's Tacos and More.
Ooh.
So yeah, we got those options. And then we have other just great, amazing restaurants right down on Washington over in Centertown. So you have lots of opportunities.
You sure do. Now, I don't want to talk about like rain, but honestly, what does happen if it rains for the festival?
We are open. No,
you still do it. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep. Unless there is a very, very large storm like we had, you know, last month.
Yeah.
We are open and up and running.
Wonderful. I see here that Saturday is Family Fun Day.
Yes. Yes. And this is always so exciting to see all the little kids, you know, putting their artistic talents to work.
Yeah.
So we are going to have booths from different businesses, including Trinity Home Health at Home, Michigan Smiles Dental, Real IT, Tri-Cities Historical Museum, Consumers Credit Union, Midwest Miniatures Museum, Lawitt District Library, and Grand Fun. And so the kids can go around to the different booths, make artwork, and take it home, and maybe one day end up in our art festival.
I'll tell you. Yes. And let me just say, as a grandmother now of 3 grandkids, going to an art festival like this, you know, the kids do well for a while, but then they want to do something. They want to do something. And when you have activities like that, it just makes it easier for mom and dad and and grandparents and everybody. It just really, really does. I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be wonderful. It's presented by the Chamber of Commerce. It is the Grand Haven Art Festival, June 27th through the 29th. And people can get details at grandhavenchamber.org. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? Have we covered everything?
You have covered everything. You are amazing as always.
Well, thank you for being here. And I'm so happy you're back at the Chamber, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Me too. Really, really am. Yes. And that is, that's an amazing thing. So thanks for being here, April Tripp. Yeah. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.